We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. Today I want to talk about some penny buying behaviors that Australians have during the coronavirus lockdown. The first one was buying all kinds of long life products, such as long life milk, noodles, pasta, rice, paper towel, etc. They bought so many of them that the supermarkets have to enforce limitations on specific items. For example, on 18th of April, I received this email about limitations on essential items from one of the major supermarkets, Coles. Each customer can only buy two of the following items: pasta, dry rice, tinned tomatoes, eggs, sugar, flour, frozen vegetables, frozen dessert, antibacterial wipes, hand sanitizer, and liquid soap. Each customer can only buy one of the following items: toilet paper and paper towels. I remember, during that time, you have to try your luck to buy some noodles, pasta, and rice. I can understand because you don't know when will be the next time you do grocery shopping, and also because the government has been advising people to avoid going out as often as possible. The second one was toilet paper. I remember reading the news saying a family got half a year's supply of toilet paper, and people tried to take the toilet paper from the public toilet. Every time when I saw this news, I just wanted to ask, why? And also, when the lockdown started, everyone rushed to buy toilet paper. I don't get it. Why toilet paper? You can't eat the toilet paper or drink the toilet paper. Even though people keep calling it stupid and dumb, the toilet paper crisis was for real for a while. You have to go to the shop during restock time to be able to buy toilet paper during that time. I searched online to try to find the answer. Some said the reasons behind this penny buying was that Australians are always able to buy the products they want. They are not used to the shortage, hence they're trying to stock them as much as possible. Some say in this special period, when one person bought something in a large quantity, the others will follow. But we can't know who was the first one to start the crisis. I can't really find the answer online, so I try to find the reason for Australians themselves. I remember once I went to a local's house, and in the toilet, there were at least four toilet paper rolls. And in my ex-family house, there was always at least six toilet paper rolls in the toilet. I was also surprised that someone can replace the toilet paper rolls, because there were always at least six rolls. If there was only me, it probably took me weeks to finish one toilet paper roll. But my ex himself can easily finish one roll in about 2 days. I don't know how he managed to use up all those toilet paper, but the speed seriously surprised and worried me, because I have to buy more toilet paper since he's not changing his routine. But if he can finish a roll of toilet paper so quickly, many other Australians probably do the same. That's probably why they stock so much toilet paper. Let me know if you know the answer. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your story or guess about penny buying on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account, 2R 留学记. And that's a wrap.